One thing comes to mind when the name Tete Kwashi is mentioned, cocoa. The late Tete Kwashi was a pre-independence Ghanaian agriculturalist and person who brought the cocoa pod to Ghana. Cocoa today constitutes one of the major export crops of the Ghanaian economy, raking in a lot of income. The late Basel-trained blacksmith traveled to Fernando Po, now Biako in Equatorial Guinea, in 1870 and returned in 1876 to Ghana in order to introduce the crop. But the great man's legacy seems to be fading and his family is not benefiting from his hard work. For instance, institutions named after him are not properly supported, such as the Tete Kwashi Memorial Hospital at Mampo Ekriapim, where he stayed, while none of his family members benefits from the cocoa scholarship. In Teshi La and Osu, where he comes from, not even a single cocoa farm is found there. 2 years ago, his family created the Tete Kwashi Heritage Fund to promote his legacy and also to continue his unfinished business of technical and vocational training in the country, which was his passion before he died in 1892. The Tete Kwashi Heritage Fund has started promoting his legacy but needs government support. President Akufo-Addo said Tete Kwashi's legacy will be given the needed attention by his government since honor is given where it is due.
I think that all the things you have put down, I've always wondered why there is no structure at Tete Kwashi the circle. It should be big six. They've got statues all in different parts of Ghana and others. I think it would be very appropriate. So that's something that would be within my remit. And I think that it is something that we can organize. And I would be very honored to organize that. I don't know about the cocoa trees in the circle, but I think a statue of him there would be very appropriate. We're talking about establishing the cocoa farm. We began to work on it. It would be very, very appropriate to link his name to the TVET development.
Already, the Tete Kwashi Heritage Fund has secured a 100-acre land in the Volta region for cocoa plantation in honor of the late Tete Kwashi.
Bright Ntrame's report.